So Lady Christine's message today is a story. And it's the story of a holy maiden, Anna Maria, who was humble and whose job it was to clean the fountain of light in the square of a great city of light. Because even back then, the dust in the sky would fall and gather, and the fountain had to be cleaned. And when this maiden came on a daily basis to clean the fountain, her experience was that she felt the energy of the Divine One within her, moving through the experience of this cleansing process. And as she used the implements that allowed her to clean this fountain and make it fresh and clear again, so that everyone who passed by and everyone who was in that environment of observing and being refreshed in the light energy and the radiance and the mist of the fountain could have that sense of purity, of beingness, of stillness. So this maiden keyed into the mother nature of all life as the flow of water, as the flow of harmony, the flow of perfect peace. And through her humility and through her oneness with the Source, especially the Divine Mother, she was able to expand beyond just the confines of that fountain and of the cleaning of that fountain, her awareness to encompass the entire Lemurian continent by the beingness that she held within her heart, the stupendous radiance that was effused through her chakras, through her auric field, and the light grew and grew daily because of this ritual of cleansing, which she saw as both a physical act and a sacred spiritual calling. And because of the radiance of her presence, one with the water, one with the mother flow, and the raised kundalini within her, this fountain sustained a great energy field, a great energy field, so that everyone who came close to it was raised up in awareness, raised into the light of the Divine Mother, was blessed, was healed in many cases. Everyone was the benefactor and the recipient of this conscious awareness of cleanliness, which is next to godliness, literally, and this purity that she had become in her innermost being, and that she also modeled through her very humble and yet sacred act of cleaning a fountain. You know, outwardly, people may see that as a very lowly job. You may observe people who seem to be humble people who clean hotel rooms, motel rooms, who clean kitchens, who wash dishes. And yet, do you really know their spirits? Do you know their consciousness? Do you know what they are experiencing in their inner being as they are cleaning? There could be saints among us, like this maiden in Lemuria, who are extending a certain divine presence, humility, and the power of spirit into their daily actions. That is absolutely magnificent and beautiful to behold. So as now this temple fountain of light is infused again, that this beloved maiden attended to on Lemuria, and it is re-established now in the etheric octaves of light over China, the power of the golden yellow ray of illumination as the rays kundalini is precipitated within that fountain. The awareness of your own rays kundalini, the rays mother light within you, can augment and be a part of this experience of this particular fountain that Lady Christine is now calling forth and initiating as manifesting now. On behalf of the Chinese people, on behalf of all peoples of light, and especially those who are seeking understanding, seeking enlightenment, seeking the truth of the golden ray of illumination. The truth comes to you by God's grace through an illumined awareness that manifests because you allow the purity of God's consciousness and grace and beingness to flow through you like water, clear as crystal, pure as a diamond. If you desire greater understanding, knowledge, wisdom, and truth, Christine and her angels of the yellow ray will come to help you to clean from deep within you, because what will help restore the illumined state is clear conscious awareness, where everything can flow through you without interruption, without aberration. She reminds us of our consciousness as children, of how we could think clearly, observe with fresh new eyes the universe, nature, life. Our vision has become clouded through our adult state of a lack of childlike awareness. And so to have the illumined state like a child, again, we must clear away that which has caused us to separate ourselves from that joy state of being. And what is that? It's the little impediments that we have allowed into our awareness. The five toxic poisons. Hatred, envy, jealousy, greed, lust. And those are just the coarse sensual issues. They're the more subtle poisons and toxins that we allow into and through our consciousness that are like these little pieces of grit that we find at the bottom of the drain of our sinks, if they become clogged, that we have to remove in order to have pure flow again. So if you desire to be enlightened like the Buddhas, to be nurtured through your higher mindfulness, clean the grit from deep within you and allow the fresh, revivifying energies and waters of spirit to flow through your awareness. You could, if you desire, simply meditate on a fountain. Let's put up one of these fountains, Boyd, so people can actually see the flow of water. And go into the flow, go into the water. Allow your consciousness to actually be right there at the very nexus of where the movement occurs, where the water is either gushing forth or expressing itself through movement. And feel the concourse of what this flow means as freedom of expression, freedom of consciousness, freedom of a new awareness of beingness. Every time you see the water going up, it can be representative of the raising of the Kundalini. And it's a powerful stream. It's a powerful action. It requires thrust for that water to go up 5, 10, 20, 30 feet into the atmosphere. It requires pressure. And what does that pressure relate to within us? It's our devotion. It's the desire that we have to move into this field of beingness that is one with the Father, Mother, God, of the rising of the Mother Light from the base to the crown, where the Mother energy meets the Father energy, and there is the blossoming through their union of the beautiful thousand-petal lotus light of awakened awareness. Every fountain requires cleaning at times. I've cleaned our bird bath in the backyard many, many times. And it's amazing how after just a couple days it gets green-black again from the dust in the atmosphere. And you have to really scrub and use what they call elbow grease. Well, I think it's better than elbow grease. It's loving kindness that moves that grit into a different state and allows that fountain to be clear again so the birds can experience pure, clean water, either to drink from or whatever, wash in. What is your fountain? Where is your fountain? Yes, there are the reestablishing of these Lemurian fountains of the 12 archangels again upon the earth. Christine asks us, though, what do these truly represent for you? Are they indicative of a new awareness where you are bathed in this light and choose to be bathed afresh in some new energy radiance daily? When you take your bath or shower, when you wash your face, when you wash your feet, when you go in the water, in a pool or in the ocean, how conscious are you of what that water is, what it represents? Are you truly aware of the energy of the mother that's within the life of that water as a living substance? An alive substance. If you take water and put it under a microscope, you'd be amazed at what's actually moving within those little drops. How many of you have done that? Maybe in chemistry class or biology class. There are alive little things in there. And there's more than just the alive cells. There's consciousness in that water. That's why Dr. Emoto, who's now passed on, has taught us that we can place consciousness within the water and the water responds to our awareness. We can imprint within the water words of love or kindness, and the water changes its structure and its actual chemical nature is transformed by our awareness. So as we experience these fountains of light being reawakened within the earth, the Archaea Christine encourages us to meld with the water, flow with the water, enter the water, allow the water as a literal stream of God beingness to have free concourse within us, free movement, What is freedom? Have we discovered what freedom truly is? It's more than just free will to choose how we will think or move or do things. It's an expressionless essence of beingness where we blend with and merge with the purity of the allness of God. And in that, even though we are seemingly constrained to be part of something else or part of God, yet in that state is the state of true freedom. And it seems almost as a dichotomy. We may be constrained by cosmic law, and yet by being so aligned with God at the source, that is the only true freedom. Freedom is not license for us to just act as we choose. It's the constraint of purity and what purity brings to us to allow true, magnificent freedom to be experienced in our lives. Now you can create your own story and storybook of your experience with water, maybe the ocean, a lake, a pond, a river, of your love of water and what it represents as an essence of the Divine Mother. And before you retire tonight, if you have a little notebook or something to write on, or even a computer, you could just create your own story about a fountain that you've observed or that you may create in your own mind's eye. And share that story with the universe. Share it with the birds. Share it with your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, if any of you have great-grandchildren. Share your story of the loveliness of who the mother is, what she represents from within the water and the sacred flow, so that this may always be a part of your daily life when you do your ablutions, when you cleanse, rinse, when you do the dishes, whatever it is that you wash and cleanse. Have this experience of this witness of this humble maiden on Lemuria who expanded awareness by the simple act of cleaning. Be a part of your awareness so that what you do mindfully, you do caringly, you do affectionately, you do with great affinity to the water within all life, because we're all composed primarily of water, and plants and animals likewise, and the earth itself. It's virtually all water. Right? Yet have we discerned the mystery of water, the magic of water? Children love to go to water parks. Why? Partly because they're magical, because of the magic of what water is, what it provides for us in terms of having happiness, fun. The water buoys us up. We get our little prune fingers and toes in the water. The water's working on us, it's working within us in mystical and magical ways. So enter one of these fountains in your consciousness. Maybe the yellow ray fountain today, and discover the secrets of the illumined state of being that comes through this mother flow. So there we have the beautiful image of the golden angel, Jophiel and Christine, in the reopening of this specific fountain over China. Now finally, before our intermission, the Archaea, Christine, Witchofield, encourages us to take an etheric coin, like the little coins that we throw into fountains, right? And this is a golden coin, not a little copper penny. It's a golden coin. And we're going to impress within this coin a wish to the Divine Mothers. And it's a wish for something that's near and dear to our heart and a personal secret for us. Okay, and we're going to take this coin now and throw it into the golden fountain that's just been reestablished over China and make our sacred wish. Ready? Set? And one of the angels of illumination has received your wish now, symbolized in this coin, and is taking it to Omega in the great central sun. And accept now the answer to your wish as already fully realized in potential. And as God, in God's great wisdom, sees fit to bring it about within your actual life in the highest way, that potential is moving into actuality in a very beautiful, loving, and harmonious way. And now we clasp our hands to our heart. Thank you, beloved Jophiel and Christine, for this intimate experience. Thank you for the reawakened mother energy within us rising through our auric field from the base to the crown. Thank you for your presence of love and light. Amen.